Bon, hatzot chalosim v'apeitzei in chaye v'lachas. Somebody captures chalosim. Chalosim, that's what they call it, fish, or you call it insect, doesn't make any difference. But it's called a dog, because dog in Lashon Kodesh does not mean the same thing as fish in English. You see, dog in Lashon Kodesh means any creature in the water. So it's true, I mean, scientifically, chalosim is an insect, it's not a fish. But that has no bearing. So atzot chalosim v'apeitzei. Now, the chalosim, the blood of the chalosim is used as a dye for tchilus. So if somebody captures the chalosim and then he crushes it, squeezes out the blood, and the purpose is to be used as a dye stuff, so in chayolachas, richachas, mitzatzei, Reb Yudei Meir chayev shtayim, shehoyer Reb Yudei Meir psiye b'chol dish two chatois yischai, one for tzedek, and the other one, dishes. What is dishes? The half of dishes consists in removing the seeds of grain from the teven, from the straw. So here too, he separates the blood from the chalosim, so it's a total of dish. And even though it's not a loikarke, a fish is certainly not a loikarke, because it's sustained by the loikarke. But a fish, so it's not sustained even by the loikarke. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that yesh dish shaloi loikarke. Omulayim tzi v'chol dish. Omarove my time with Rabbonon. Kosavre in disho el l'gidulika. Rashi, ha-peitzi lich b'yado she'itzi dome, n'chaye v'l'achas m'shum tzede, avu ha-psiye leke chiyuv, b'chol dish eshe m'farig bom imenu, k'mfarig b'fuom m'kashin shalom. Now the Gemara is a kash, v'l'chaye v'nan m'shum tlas nishom. So the kashi is directed against the Tanekame and against Rabbi Yehuda. Because Tanekame says one chatos, tzeid. And Rabbi Yehuda says two chatois, tzeid and dish. But there should be, according to Tanekame, two chatois, tzeid and itlos nishom, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, three chatois, tzeid and dish and itlos nishom. Om Rabbi Yechanan shepotzimes, potzimes, some mele there is no itlos nishom. But you ask, if he crushes the chalosim while it's still living, and thereby he kills the chalosim, so she b'chayv mishutos nishome. The answer is, misasik weitzel tilas nishome. He's misasik. V'abai v'roved amot havaye leil rabshim psikrei shevel yomus. Shano hoche de chamo diz bin shome tvei nichale keheyeched litzel tzivu. So the Gemara says, so Teisves points out that when the Gemara says misasik, the Gemara doesn't mean misasik of Shabbos that is deduced from Malachas Machshabbos, but the Gemara means misasik doroshin mischap bin kater kule. That certainly applies to Chabura too, Sasik of Shabbos. So then the Gemara in Chizkiya says, Hanachlo Litinekes Hoyl Misasik B'chabura Shabbos. So Misasik B'chabura is also Chayef. Misasik B'chabura Chayef, so Misasik B'chabura. Mikalko B'chabura Chayef, so Misasik B'chabura is also Chayef. Where do we have the Gezeres HaKosuv that Mikalko B'chabura is Chayef? The Gezeres HaKosuv that Mila B'zmanu is Derech Shabbos. So without Exer Sakosu, we wouldn't be allowed to be mal. And Mila Shaloi Bizmano, so Behemes, we're not allowed to be mal. But if Mikalko Vachabo is Poter, so Mila doesn't even involve any Miloche Beraisi, he's Mikalke. He's Mikalke. So it's a Raya here in Exer Sakosu, Rav Shimon says that Mikalko Vachabo is Chai. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mila is not Mikalkel, it's Misakein, Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah. And Rabbi Shimon holds Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah is no Tikkun. Anyway, there is a Gzeres HaKosuv that Mikalkel B'chabura is Chayev. In general, in Ikalkul is Poter because of the Gzersakosum Lechaz Machsheves. Since by Chaturo, Ikalkul is Chayes, that means the Gzersakosum Lechaz Machsheves doesn't apply to Mikalkil. So, I'm sorry, does the Bdal, the Gzersakosum from Lechaz Machsheves, the Mikalkul is Poter, doesn't apply to Chabure. So, Mele, the Gzersakosum, the special misasik is potter by Shabbos. Who is having nachas echeike leika beishocho? So Shabbos is potter. So it doesn't apply to chabure. Mashein kein. Here the Gemara doesn't mean the misasik of Shabbos, but the Gemara means the misasik of dorosh and mischavein alibit Reb Shimon and kolatere kule. So that has nothing to do with the gzeras hakosuf of melachas machsheves. That applies to chabure also. That's what Teisa says. Hai misasik, misasik mitzvah nishome, hai misasik lavdaf. The misasik chabur chai for Reb Shimon, don't besif pirik, so tikochla, anachot nekes, and kabur chabur chai, misasik namer chai. Anachot nekes means he had two tenekes. One tenek was Shabbos in Ilo Bizmano. One tenek, so, was Shaloi Bizmano. So he was allowed to be mal the tenek that was Bizmano. But he made a mistake, so he was mal the teenage that was shaloi bizman. So the machlekes of blazer of Yeshua, whether he's chai v'chatos or not, so woman doma says he's poter. Why? Because tov v'dva mitzvah v'os a mitzvah is poter. But otherwise, he certainly would be chayev. He certainly would be chayev. The question is, but it's nisaseik. So the Gemara says, hanach le tenekes. What kind of melacha was done here in Chabure? So, hoil, mikalkel Chabure chai, we have exeris hakosuf that mikalkel, we generally is potter because of melachas machsheves. So here is chayev, so misasik, we generally is potter, he doesn't apply to Chabure either. But here it means, lechashinon, vitaime, v'kiyal b'erik, mislu mishremile, mikom kal Chabure chai, lechashinon melachas machsheves, Kalkot Almer Limifta, El Mishum Lechas Machsheves, Gidom Vesit Parakam El Gige, Umisasi Doche. So, how does the Gemara say here, Ligabi Nitilas Nishome? After all, Teisus Lishitose, that according to the Rambam, there is no Kashe because Chabure is a Tolda of Dosh, it's not a Tolda of Nitilas Nishome, but Teisus Lishitose, and there's a Shita of Moses Rashenim, that Chabure is Chayim and Tolda of Nitilas Nishome. So, if we have it, there's a Kosov. Lechumre, that in the Tolda Misasik Mikalkeloi is Chayev. So certainly the Av should have that Chumre. So, but the answer is, Misasik Hoche, Haine Doroshe Mischabim, Kind Mischabim Klaal Loche, Mutrafel Bchabure, Afal Pi. Then he certainly potter. Only alibid Rab Yude, the Dovashem is having his osa. So then we can consider. So being kalki aloha keman, but alibid Rab Shimon, the Dovashem is having his mutan klater kule, then it's not even to be considered. So it's a pshites that he's potter. So even though it's a nian of chabure, so we see that the general, I mean, they said of a poshut. Why shouldn't the general din of Dovashim Yishavim that applies to Nozer, applies to all Yisur, to Klein, applies to all Yisur Eteo, why shouldn't it apply to Chabure? So, Mashba, the Aloha Kepshim Dovashim Yishavim, Sulek Lissut Mikalkil, Daf Mikalkil Chabure Chayel, Kimin Yishavim Muta. Anyway, we see the Teisve says, that when the Gemara says, when Chove says, Afu Teime Shepotze Chay, Misasiku Yitzel Tuas Nishome, the Gemara doesn't mean the Mishabes din of Misasik. But the Gemara has reference to the Kolatire Kule Din of Dovashim Yishav Nizmuta. That, yes? What? You mean according to the Tisha Sriyazok? That's right. According to the Tisha Sriyazok. this is okay. It should follow that according to Rav Shimon, by Chapure, Kelachayad, he will be Chayav. Inochanam. Inochanam. Yes. Same thing like Misas. Inochanam. And then according to the Rashbam, in Bulavaschai, Tafnun Hei, there's a reason as to why Chotzi Shio is part of a Shabbos. Tafnun Hei, Bulavaschai, because Machna Sheres, so you should follow that, well, there is no such a thing as Chotzi Shio. Either you're Mitzdam or you're not Mitzdam. There is no such thing. There is no Shio. How many drops? Doesn't matter. Even the smallest droplet of blood, so it's high. But suppose you could find such things. Suppose you could. So then it wouldn't apply. That's right. That's right. Not a misas koter kule. This wouldn't apply.
That's a different case.
All right. Now, so this is Stacy Shai. But let's look into the Rashi. Let's look into the Rashi. Hapeitzi dirkim yodav sheitzi domit. In the Chai Lachas, which means say that love to you like a chiyuv. Bichlal dishe sheni farig domi imenu. Kim farig tfu and mikashin shalom. Misasik. Who eats of those nishome. Kalim alika of those nishome. Have misasik with the barache. Vilei havim leches machsheves. So it's there. Rashi is explicitly not like Teisves. They have not the collapse of the Kedina version is happy, but the Mlech Machshev is the Kedin. Vichy made it, oh no, that's, we have a Mlech Machshev is in his Chavin Shiyomus, so then the Kashi is according to Rashi. How does the Gemara say, how does Rabbi say, Nisasi go to the Tlus Nishome, but Hanachlo v'chabure, hoil, u'mikau keil v'chabure chayev, Nisasi v'chabure is chayev, but with the So here too, Kau can always say Nisasik Tos Nishome, but it's Nisasik Bechabur. It's not Chabur here, it's in Tos Nishome. But what is this story? That the Torah cannot be more homo than the Av. If Ligabi the Torah, there is a special Chumra, Exerus HaKosov, the Dean of Mikalke does not of Misasik doesn't apply. So Mimele Ligabe the Av, certainly the Ptur of Misasik, the Shabbos Dikadin of Misasik, doesn't apply. So what is Rashi? Apparently, there is no other alternative. We cannot say that Rashi agrees with the Rambam because Rashi in Shvotzi says the Feiresh not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is no Kashi because Exerus HaKosuf is Bechabur and Chabur is the Torah of Dosh, so then Dosh should not be subject to the Ptur of Mishabes Dikedin of Nisasi. But Rashi in Shmini Shrotzin says explicitly that it's the Torah of Nisasi Nishon, the first Mishne in Shmini Shrotzin. So obviously Rashi Shiti is that no Hecher, because Tolde is not like Meinav. Meinav, so is Isvore. It's not. Because Meinav means Mamish Esay, Dimyungom, Stimyungom. So what is true, if there is a certain Exerus HaKosuf in respect to the Av, is certainly applies to Meinav. If there is a Exerus HaKosuf in respect to Meinav, so it applies to Mav. But Tolde is not Isvore, it's a special Exerus HaKosuf. Because Tolde essentially involves only Dimyan Ksas. So how could it be Chayev for the same Av? Because of the Zersakosu Vos Achas Meino. Heino Oves Meino Toldes. So there is Aloche, the Tiv, there is Ksas Dimyan. So then it takes effect as a Tolde. But it's a special Aloch. You see, according to Rabbi Lezer, so it's Mechayev Atolde Mokamav. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. So we pass like Rabbonim. So what does it mean? Since the Tolde is logical, derived from the Ma'av, so Mele there cannot be two Chatois. But Rabbonim also made it. The Tolde is a special aloche. So Mele that Gzeiras HaKosuf that Mikalkel B'Chabur is Chayev, Misasik B'Chabur is Chayev, applies only to this Tolde. And you cannot say, what's this for? After all, how can he told it be more humble than the other? It's not on the basis of svar at all. He said, Yosakosuf, Yosak Achas Meino, if it had been Meina, then we could argue on the basis of svar. But since it's not Meina, it's Aloch of Telode, so the general din is that Nisasik is Potter. But the general din by Shabbos is that Nisasik is Potter. But we have a special Yosakosuf. So Rashi holds, Eloch Boyal Chidushi. That's all. We cannot argue on the basis of svar. Say, and the Zosakosuf applies to the Tolde, Chabura, the Tolde, not to the Avon, to the Shame. So you ask, it's not reasonable, it doesn't have to be reasonable. It's not on the basis of svar. We have to say that in Rashi. There's no other way of explaining Rashi. Anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. Then the Gemara is the Kashe, Vabaye Verove, Damret Havaye, Neide Reb Shimon, Bipsikreishe, Viloyomutz. Now you'll ask, isn't there a raya from this Gemara's Kashe that, like Tesis? No, it's no raya, because even according to Rashi, that here the Gemara means not the general din in Kolatir Kule of the Rosh Mitzchav, but the special din of Nisasik of Melachas Machsheves. But just as in Kolatir Kule, where generally any Mitzchavein is no Maisaver, still in the case of Psikreiche, it's considered is Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because it's considered Mitzchavein. So Mele, it's not Nisasik. Because if it's Psikreiche, it's not Nisasik. So the more the teres, Shano Hoche, the comedies be in Shomet Fei, Nichale, Keiche, the Litzel Tzile. Do you have yet a Rishen in the Rambam, the Rashbon, or you don't have? I don't think that on this Gemara there is a Rashbo. So, Shane, Shane Hoche, the Chamad is when he shom at Tvei Nichal Yichal Yichal Yichal. What's the Pshat? So, Rashi has his own Pshat. But the Ramban, and many Rishani mention it, says that Yeish Miforshin, it's Melocha Shem Tzrich Lugov. Melocha Shem Tzrich Lugov. Now, in Tisves, all right, but let's see how does Rashi explain it. What? Let's see how Rashi explains it. Now, the Oruch, that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. There are a number of Gemoras that the Oruch mentions the Raya to his Aloche, that Psikreish of Lich Besrei is Mutter. Lich Besrei. So one of the Rayas is this Gemara, because the Gemara says, Shana Hoche, the Chamod is being Shoma Tzvei Nichalei Kechavei Shal Tzivei. So that means it's not the Psikreish of Nichalei, because on the contrary, he would prefer that the Chalosin shouldn't be killed. So then the blood will be brighter, will have a brighter appearance, so it will be a better dye stuff. But he has to dye. He has to use it as a dye stuff, so better or inferior, but see, he's doing it anyway. It's not a psychration in Yichale. It's a psychration in Yichpes. There's the old shot. Let's see Rashi's shot. Tzvei Yichale, Shedamachai, Tei midam es, v'chidin dichol atzim, v'scham bitarech, v'shem 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 v'yodein. אפל מי סינקן על מסעה סינק. וכי מידע רב שמי מידל יחפס לה, כי מסרמי ומיהו יחפונה לא ינחווה. So Rashi says beferesh, on one hand, explicitly negative doch, because doch says that psikreshel yichpesle is muter, so doch shit is muter with mid rabbonon. And Rashi says, v'chi meid reb shimen, b'midet lo yichpesle, so is chayev. So that means Rashi is chilek on the och yisod of psikreshel yichpesle. According to Rashi, there is no difference between Psikreshe and Yichlei and Psikreshe de lo Yichpesle. So why is he poter here on the score of Mutuas Neshome? Here it's more than lo Yichpesle. Here it's kosher. So in other words, here it's lo Yichlei. So many of the Shainim, they use the expressions Psikreshe and Yichlei and Psikreshe de lo Yichpesle interchangeable, because according to them, there is no nafkemine. So they use it interchangeably. But Rashi doesn't use it interchangeably. And the Miri doesn't use it interchangeably. The Miri says that there is a definite distinction between Psikreshe d'Lo-Yichpesle and Psikreshe d'Lo-Nichale. In other words, there are three situations. One situation is Psikreshe d'Lo-Nichale. For example, the classic example, Psikreshe, the Rambam says, the way the Rambam explains it, he's cutting off the head of a tzipeya. He wants it, he wants to use it as a toy for his child. And then he killed the tzipeya. Then he says, no, what did I do? I didn't intend to kill it. I just intended to chop off the head. He died, okay, but that wasn't my intention. So that's a psikreshe. So that is a psikreshe in Yichalel, because he wants it to be used as a toy for the child. The child, if he didn't die, the tzipa didn't die, so then the child would feel annoyed many times. Imagine he has to manipulate with the head that is still living. Then he would get frightened. So even though he didn't intend to kill it, but he benefits from it. He benefits from it. The child enjoys it more. So it's Psikreshe and Yichale. But be'ara dechavre, when somebody is still a shulshin, but when someone is still a shulshin, so the more the Mishnah says, the Mishnah achilish kol shel nakish v'kasam zarek kol shel chay. I'm like it takes me second kolshin, unless it was a bit cow, I'm like a sovi, the second kolshin, they look like the agi. Ton Rabon, Hatir Shin Shinom Zalit Rodin, in Lachir Kitregis, and the name of the PID, in the Hesiki the Vashal Bizakalo, in the Yapis Zakalka Kolshin, or to Kula Lo Yapis Zakalkinino, so it should always be Chayef Kolshu. Rav Rabbi Santavai Bagam Shom, when there is no Yipuka, Abai Omar Atut, him be Sode de La Bagam. So then there is Yipukarke, so she mechayev kolshu, uchudin lemechave, when he is not mischaving to be yapidison. Vabai v'rovi dam tavai mirev shim tzikresh v'yomuz, v'tzuche v'korobi be'ara dechave. So again, that's one of the morals of the Or, so it's a psikreshe v'liyich pesle. And Teisri says here, be'ara dechave p'yirez ha'vlocho shim tzrich oligufo. Because Teisri shite here, daf kufgimol is, the Psikreshe d'Lo-Yichpesle is not different than Psikreshe d'Nichale. Insofar as the Aloch of the Rosh Nishavim is concerned, so just as Psikreshe d'Nichale is considered Nishavim, Psikreshe d'Lo-Yichpesle is also considered Nishavim. But here, because it goes according to Rav Shimon, that by Shabbos, Melocha Netzchul Gufo is Potter, and we pass like that. So it's because of Melocha Sheino Tzricho Gufo. So here too, when the Gemara says, Kol kamo dechai, Kol kamo dizbini shometri nichalek yechilei tzol tzive, so according to all, it's based upon the fact that it's Psikreshe l'Yichpesle. And according to other Rishonim, who hold that Psikreshe l'Yichpesle is chayev, so the Rambam mentions that they explain it on the basis of melocho, shenetzricho, legufo. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi doesn't explain it on the basis of melocho, shenetzricho, legufo. Rashi can't explain it on the basis of the Or Shite, because Rashi says here explicitly that Rabbi Shimon is made especially explain. But there is a distinction between Leich Peslei and Leinichabi. So, Psikreish, Leich Peslei means he's indifferent, he doesn't care, like Baal Chavra. He doesn't care, he's not such a big friend of his Chavra. So, some male, he doesn't care, he's indifferent. But he's not an enemy of his Chavra either. So he's not upset about the fact that the Sodei Chavra, as a result of his plucking out of the Ulshi, comes in proof. He's not upset and he's not overjoyed. He's not overjoyed. So it's special here, personally. Mashenkin here, it's not only that he's indifferent. It's more than that. He's upset about the fact because the blood that he squeezes out from the halozen is of inferior quality. But what can he do? He needs blood as he dies stuff to make chiles, so let it be inferior. What should he do? He has no other alternative. So according to Rashi, Rav Shimon is made a psikreshel liich pesle yischayim, but psikreshel nichalei, well, it's kosher, then everybody is made his potter. Not only Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah also, because the kashe was directed not only against Tanikame. Alright, Tanikame agrees with Rav Shimon. But Rav Yudah is involved in that price. And he says he's only chayef two chatois, not three chatois. Why not the third chatois? Because he's misasik. What kind of misasik is he? Is he psikreshe? The answer is he psikreshe? The loy nichale. So psikreshe di ich peslei, do ich peslei, according to Rashi, is chayef. Even according to Rav Shimon. But Psikreisha Eli Nichale is Potter Rimali with Rabbi Yudah, who says in Kolatere Kule, Dovashen is Chavin Schayev, but by Shabbos, Psikreisha Eli Nichale would be Potter. Why? Because not Lachas Mach Shabbos. Vichy made Rabbi Shimon Mil Yich Beslei Mishchad. Umiyu, Yichav Nuloi Mechavin, but here it's more than Yich Beslei. It's Koshale, as the Miri explained it. Miri agrees with the cheating. Because Rashi said it because of Lachas Mach Shabbos, so it's Miyuchad l'Shabbos. After all, the Gemara doesn't say Elo Shana Oche Dichamo Dizbi Nishom Tzvei Nichale Shana Oche. And that's a klal that Rishani mentioned. Whenever the Gemara doesn't say Elo, it means that the original Teretz remains. If the Gemara says Elo, then Gemara is Chayza, gives another parrot. So that means what the Gemara says at the end is explanatory of Rove, who says, Misasiku, since Rashi in explaining Rove's memory said, because of Lechas Mach Shabbos, so the Maskon of Gemara is also based upon Lechas Mach Shabbos. So that's, so in other words, we have three Pshotim Rishim. Kol Kama Gizbe Nishoma Tzvei Nichol Ekeche Vitzel Tzivim. One pshat is that the Ramban mentions, that the Ritva mentions, and the Sharan mentions, then the Rishim because of Melocha Shnitzchel Gufo, and there is Mashmoyes of the Teisves in the Baramaschil, Tvei Nichelei, Keichel Ritzel Tzive, Pirishav, and the Psychreishe, the Mirab Shimen, Ochanifta, Melocha Shnitzchel Gufo, so Mashmoyes Haloshin is that like Teisves Dafkuf Gimel by Arad Chavra because Boros and Tzrole Gufo, and that's the Pshat for the Ramban mentions. Then the other Pshat is by the Oruch Psikrei Shal Yich Beslei, and then there is the Pshat of Rashi Psikrei Shal Yich Beslei Yishaye, but Psikrei Shal Nichalei, then it's a Chison in Lechas Machsheves, so by Shabbos Spota. But in Kol HaTere Kule, there is no difference, according to Rashi, between Psikrei Shel Lich Peslei and Psikrei Shel Lo Nich. Now,
is it the doing of Rashi, let's say you would be the Arab, the Kara, the Kalash Olshin, but would be an enemy of his. but he's not doing any action to prevent the result. Well, here Rashi is a little bit mashma. He's doing something.
In other words, it means to show that he's upset about it. What does it mean, upset? Upset does not consist in just lip service. If one says he's upset, well, many people say they are upset. They're not upset. But if he's ready to do something to prevent it, that means he's upset. Otherwise, he just... So... this is what Rashi means. So, in other words, so we have three shittas. Now, from Teisves the Bramas, Lokechem Ritzel Tzivei, L'cher is Mashma, that it's not on the basis of Dovashim Scham of Klater Kulim. But he says, M'lochashim Tzich L'gufo. So, The question is, why the states were saying, that tasteless, the bar muscle, is hasikus util sishome, and the maskone of Gemara is explanatory of this teres. It's not that the maskone represents a different teres. It's hainach. So it's safe masa machshavat chilo when Rabbi said, because and there Teisve says Teisve couldn't mean like Rashi that because it's Nichale, so then it's a chisom lachas machshavos, so then it's hadre kushali duchte. So anachloi lechabure hoi mikalkil bechabure chayiv. Misasim chabure namer chayiv. So according to Teisves, we have to say, according to Teisves, the Amaskim misasim kuzlun shomot, we have to say that Yimore means by misasim the kolatir kuli the kaloch of Dorshim Mishave. But here is Pesikreche, but kol kamal diz bin shomet vein nichalei kecher nisal tzive, we have to explain it like the Och, not like Rashi, because according to Rashi the tzikresh alich beslei in kol atere kul yischayev, so even tzikresh alich nichalei in kol atere kul yischayev, but by Shabbos there is a kosov of lachas machsheves, so then tzikresh alich nichalei is a chisom lachas machsheves. But if it's because of Lech Machsheves, it shouldn't apply according to Teisves to Nitzulus Nishome. But Rashi said no, that the Gersa Kosuf applies only to the told of Nitzulus Nishome, of Chabur. But it is not like that. So there is a stira between the Teisves Dibra Maslow, Nisaziku Eitzel Nitzulus Nishome, and the Teisves Dibra Maslow, Tvei Michalei Yechlu Eitzel Tzile. Because from the Teisves, it follows that when the Gemara, when Rove says Misasiku, he means not the Shabbos the Kedin of Misasik, not the Melechus Machshavos the Kegzeres HaKosov of Misasik, but he means the Kolatir Kula the Kedin of Dorashim Mishave, and Mimele, even though it's Psikreishe, but as the Och says, Psikreishe the Leich Besle, and then Teisves, the bottom Teisves, says that it's because of Melachashim it's really good for.
The Gemara, originally when they said in the Sasa, the point of place that meant Enam HaKatan, the Gemara didn't know it was a Psikresha. That was next to Gemara's Kasha.
Yeah, but
the Gemara Kasha is a Psikresha.
But
so to enter the Gemara, it's not.
First of all, I mean this, that the Gemara didn't know, this is a form of an expression. But it doesn't mean whenever the Gemara has the Kasha, then the Gemara gives the teretz that one Ameire was sitting on one side of the table, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, and the Ameire was sitting at one side of the table only as kashes, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, gave the rutsi. It's like, man ishtanu alayla azeh mikol alayis. So, the one who asks, when he asks, he knows the teretz, avodim oyinu lifarim mitzrayim. But that's the way it's formulated. And Reb Chaim says that that's Mizraise Me'akiv. It has to be in the form of questions and answers. The Garita Levincho, not only Levincho, even Latzme, he has no children, he has no wife. He performs the Seder, he celebrates the Seder by himself. He also has to say, Manishtano, and then he has to say, Avodimayim. So that's the way it is formulated in the Gemara. So the Gemara is Kashi. So the Gemara has the Kashi, and then the Gemara gave the Teres. And the Gemara gave the Teres. But it doesn't mean that the Amir West didn't know. And then another Amir, he found out, discovered. But certainly here, even if we were to assume that sometimes when the Gemara has the Kashi and then the Gemara gives the Teres, so then it's really one Amir has two separate Amroim, and one Amir didn't know, and the other Amir did know was Mechadesh, but here Rove gave the Teres to Misasiku. So the Gemara has the Kashi against Rove, and then the Gemara gives the Teres, so there's a Pshat in Rove. It's not that Rove didn't know, and then somebody tried to be Miyashiv. So whatever the Gemara says is the end, that's explanatory of Rove. Of Rove. So since according to the end, the Maskone, so it's based upon Leches Machsheves. I mean Leches and Tzichel Gufo. Let's say Leches and Tzichel Gufo. So then, So Rove meant Leches and Tzichel Gufo. And not Psikrei Shaliach Beslech. So there is a stira between the thesis of our master, Misasiko is the person Shomeh, and the thesis of our master, Tzvein Yichalei Keichalei Tzvein. The stira. I want to mention Reb Chaim, which is a very basic Reb Chaim, the most basic Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. In the Sefer, there are no other Reb Chaims, but there are other Chiddushei Torah of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. I think this is the most basic Reb Chaim. With that Yisod, we can understand many, 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 many Gemaras and many, many Rishon. What's that?
What about the Gemara here? The Bai Kukim, the Gemara, the Gemara, the field hands, but the Lavagim. The Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara,
yeah.
So what does that mean, the Gemara, the Gemara? Right away, the Gemara means the then light face, the Gemara meant love, transfusion,
that's right.
So Tesvis
says many times in Krisis 2 that Reb Chaim discusses that Tesvis. The Gemara says Dorashim Mishravein Dalton by Chochik Machleik is Tanikam and Lesmar Epsodic. And Tesvis says it doesn't mean in Mechav, it means Lachashim Tzchul Gufo. Some Lachashim Tzchul Gufo can also be called in Mechav. In Mechav. So there is a stir. Now, this is the Rambam. Perek Yud Milcha Shabbos Halach Yudzai. המאפי שכין בשבס תלהרחת פי ענקו פי דרך שערי פינסים שאם מסחבנו לפו להרחת פי ענקו הרי זה חייב משומקי בפטיש שזוי מלך שערי פי ואם נפיס עורי צימן עליך שבו הרי זה מודע that's אגמור אין שבס דף גימור and then דף קוף זיין המובייס So the halachi is that hamafi shchin b'shabes. Mafi shabes means if somebody has a wound, he has a mark, and then he squeezes out the pus. There's a lot of pus that comes out, and then the doctor squeezes out the pus from the mark. So it all depends. Sometimes the doctor squeezes out the pus because he wants to squeeze out the pus. It's a source of trouble, of infection, all kinds of things. That's all. Sometimes he squeezes out the pus because in order to cure the marker, he has constantly, day after day, for a number of days, put in a certain medication, a certain medicine, on top of the cut, of the wound. Some melee, there has to be empty space in which to put in the medicine. So he squeezes out the pus, not just to squeeze out the pus, but in order to form an opening, in which he'll be able to put in medicine and to take out medicine, a Pesach l'Hachtos Leis, So, if he does it in order to form an opening, Lehachnus Lehitzi, then it's Chayev. Either Mishbeine, or Mishmakipatish, Rashi, Menshus Beine, and the Rambam Menshus Makipatish, that's not our concern. But if the Kavone of the doctor is just to squeeze out the pus, so then there is no Issa Lehraise, and it's even Muta. It's even Muta. Even Muta. That's one Rambam. Then a similar Rambam in regard to Tzeide is in Perek Yud Halocha Chofet Rimoshim Amazikin Genchoshim Ve'akrovim V'chayezibem Hafar Pishim Remisim Heil V'neishchim Muta Lotzi Deisam B'Shabes V'hushi Yischavim Le'inotzim Nishachosim Keisa Tu'eise Keife Kli Aleinu Makif Aleinu Keishchon Kidei Shalo Yazikon Kidei Shalo Yazikon. So if you have suppose there is no Pidach Nefesh. No Chosh is not Pidach Nefesh. Because the Mishnah Brocha says, Afil no Chosh Kol Chalikre, it is not allowed to interrupt. Yesh Mines, the Gemara says, Lo Yishon Ole No Chosh. No Chosh is not Sakonis Nefesh. No Chosh is a non-poisonous snake, but they call it a garden snake. So no, he won't die from it. But an akhov, poisonous snake, so he's allowed to interrupt and to ask for help, even though the pikuch nefesh is there. Now here the Rambam says, Nechoshim, he says akhovim. Akhovim is a poisonous snake. But akhovim, there can be a situation where there's no sakos nefesh either. Who tells him to stay here? Let him run away from that place. Oh, he wants to stay here. He wants to stay here, but he doesn't want to be bitten by the akhov. So you couldn't say Pikach Nefesh. Let him run away, he wants. Let him go away. So here it's Mutar, and even if it's a Nochosh, he won't poison the snake. So even if he's bitten by the Nochosh, he won't die. He'll have a little pain, but he won't die. So there's no Pikach Nefesh. So if he does it only Linotzel Nishichoson, he puts a kill on it, or he ties it. So but if he does it in order to trap it for good, so then he's chay. So these two aloches are mentioned in the Gemara that goes on. But the Gemara mentions it with the reason why it's mutar. Rav says, because Melochoshim is chalikufo is potter, but it's also the Rabbanon. Some mele under these circumstances, not to or to cure the maki, so then he shouldn't have tzar, he shouldn't be sick, even though the b'chot nefesh, so it's mutar. That's good sign. Confining the base. The 14th line from the end of the omit, Daf Kuf Zayin on base. Hatzod on Litzir Chayev. Man Tane, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Reb Shimon Hi. Do Omer Melocha Shem Tzuchel Guf Potter Alem. Iki di Mas Laho. Hamafis Mursa Bishabes. Im Las Lope Chayev Mlitz Melech O Potter. Man Tane, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Reb Shimon Hi. Do Melocha Shem Tzuchel Guf Potter Alem. So if it's Litz Melech O, so then it's Melocha Shem Tzuchel Guf. If it is Las Lope, it's Melocha Tzuchel Guf. But if late in the day, how is more harsh in the trick? We came as la ho, at sort no harsh. We shabbos in the sassy between his kind of potter in the four high, Mantano Mabin Marab, Repshim in the school of Potter. So the magnet. says, who says that? Rav. And Rav paskens like Rav Shimon, Melochashen Tzuchel Gufo is Potter. So we understand, if his nafis moves in order to squeeze out the pus, not last is repair, so it's a Melochashen Tzuchel Gufo. And if he ties in Nochosh, or he puts a kele on top of the Nochosh, thereby preventing him from biting, so it's a Melochashen Tzuchel Gufo. But the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda Melochashen Tzuchel Gufo is chayev, so it's a Melochashen Tzuchel Gufo, and Pekach Nefesh it isn't. So why does the Rambam pasken that? There's the Magid Mishnes. There's the Magid Mishnes Kash. So Rabbi Chaim mentions another Gemara. Is there a Gemara Tvisis here? No. The only Gemara Tvisis. Umad Aleph increases at the bottom. Ton Rabon, Hachaiti Gecholim Mishabes Chayv Chatz. Hachaiti Gecholim Mishabes means he stirs the Gecholim. He has a whole number of Gecholim, one on top of the other. So he starts stirring it. So the heretofore upper Gecholim are pushed down, and the heretofore lower Gecholim are pushed down. Naturally, if the heretofore upper Gecholim, which were very hot, so are pushed down, so he lowers the temperature, the heat, he reduces the heat of the heretofore upper Gecholim. So he's mechabed the heretofore upper Gecholim, and the heretofore lower Gecholim, he puts them up. So then he raises their temperature. He escalates their heat. So he's mavad tachteinis, and he's mechabed eliyengus. So achet Gecholim Shabbos chayv chatz, only one chatz that comes. Rav Shimon Elozar in Mishum, Rav Tzodek, chayv shtayim. So if his kavon is to the bowl, to be mechabe the here to four tachten elienis, and to be mavia the here to four tachten is, so why does Tanakama say he's only chayv one chatos? Tanakama should also agree with Rabbi Zoksan. El do loy come chav lavir, if his kavon is only to be mechabe the year to four alienis, but not to be mavir the year to four tachtenis. But the mele is done, so it's a doroshim mischabe. So what's the time of the Rav Tzodek and his chayiv shtayim? Ma ele kum cham lave ma itani man mechayiv ta. So Rav Leza Rav Tchani nidam et havaye, ki she mischabe mirvis alienis, ki lehaveres tachtenis. Even though the expression in the Gemara is ki lehaveres tachtenis, but Rashi explains it, that he didn't intend the avoras tachtenis. He was mischaving to the mechabed alienis. He wanted that the heretofore alienis should be less hot. Mimele, he was mavir also agavuche the heretofore tachtenis. Tanikamis sova. Because since he didn't intend to consume to be mavel tachtenis, so it's a mikal. When somebody, let's say, makes a fire because he wants heat in the house, so then you cannot say mikal, he's misake, he makes it warm. But here he's not interested in being in the avor of tachtenis. So here is mikal keil, avore, so that's why he's pota avor. And Rav Lezer Rav Tzodek, so that he holds that Mikalko Ba'avor is Chayev. This is a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and Dani. V'chein omar v'yechem napach shom, he smith. So his smith is need of pechomim, of fuel. So mele, he's interested in being mechabe delines in order that he should be nasa pechom. Omer Rabbi Yechonat Khan is Galstan Shalach Azu. Now it's until Omer Rabbi Yechonat, so the girls is. So until Rabbi Yechonat explained it with Napishonu, so he didn't know the time of the Shalach. Abi Barab Rab Khanani Barab Nanut Abaye, she gave. Schaben wir ein bisschen Avia. So that the Kamek holds like Rabbi Yezi, that Avor and Lav Yotzes. So there is no skillet, there is no chorus for Avor, there is only Lav. So Mele, there is no Chatos Bisheik. Rab Lezer, Rab Shadik, Sobalo, Krab Nosen, the Mavor, the Chalik Yotzes. So there is a Chiv Chatos. Rob, Omer, the Hand, the Mikibunai. Rab Asher, Ma, that's our concern. Rab Asher, Ma, Kikenshin, Schaben, Lir, Beis, the Hubru, Ma, Leye. That the machleikel between Tanakam and Elazar of Tzodek has reference to the case where his kavonis was the mechaber elyonis, but meila gavuche the tachtinis were moving. With Tanakam is so balok Reb Shimon the mother of Mischaben Potter, since he was not mischaben to be mavia, the tachtinis so is not chayev mishmavor. Rabbezar of Tzodek so balok Reb Yehuda the mother of Mischaben chayev. So this is Esther Ikashi. Monefshach, what does the price deal with? Does the price deal with the case where it's psychiatry? Even though his kavone was just to mechabe the yinis, not to be mavia the tachtinis, but it's a psychiatry that is a result of stirring the gecholim, so it necessarily the heretofore tachtinis will be moved. So made a few psychiatry, so how can he more say to the kamis of what? Like Reb Shimon, the Russian is Chavim is Potter. Then if the price is up to the case where there is no psychration, so how does Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek say the Russian is Chavim is Chayiv? After all, Tesis in Yumein, in Shabbos, in Perichiro, most Rishenim, and according to many Rishenim, it's even more freshest in Yumein, the Flamet Beis, the Beis, the Flamet Gimel, that Shano or some Dimlechas Machshenes or Sotor, that Rabbi Yehuda who says Dovashim is Chavim is Chayiv, so only in Kolatir Kule is Chayiv, but by Shabbos is Potter because Dimlechas Machshenes, so my man of Shech, if here there is a minion of Psikreishe, so Tanikame should also be Mechayiv, may the Rabbi Shem Psikreishe, if it's not a Psikreishe, so Rabbi Yehuda is Sodek, truly agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but here by Shabbos he should be Potter. So Tesis says, here it is reference to the case where there is a psychiatry. So then the Kashi is, so why does Tanikame say, the Roshim Yishchavim is Potter, the Roshim Yishchavim doesn't mean the Roshim Yishchavim. It means Melocha Shem Tzchilibuf. The other Rapshim is Aloch. The other Aloch by Rapshim, Melocha Shem Tzchilibuf. If the Rambam would explain the Gemara like Tesis says, so then the Rambam should pass on like a blessed Barab Tzodek. Because the Rambam passes like a Yude, the Rosh, Lochin Tzchot Guf Yishchai, let's see that. No, I'm looking now. I'm so absent-minded, the Shabbos. The Tumim, the crazy place in Milchus Freifus mentioned the story and there is a Tshuva Chamtzvi about the same case. A woman opened up the chicken and then she saw that the chicken had no heart. The whole child is the chicken Muteres Bachil or not? So the Tumim said that it's Muteres Bachil for a simple reason, that the chicken couldn't live without a heart. So that means that somebody must have taken out, after the Shriste, must have taken out the heart, and then he sold it up in such an artistic way that it's not Mika. Somebody must have taken out. The printer must have omitted it. You can claim another Chelik Aramba from the
Mishnah.
It should be together with Tara, but this one does not have Kosh.
Ask a problem. Yeah, it has Kosh.
It has.
That's why you avoid the Karbonas.
And the Tare?
And Tahara.
Also, אם תרגזיינו חשגוגס הלוכי בית, החייטיק יכול משבש ומחבש על יניס, ומדלגס תחתניס, אם נסחבים לירביס ולהבי חייב סיין. But suppose he was not mamish nischavin, lirbis la'avir, so he's chayron le'achas. If the Rambam had explained the Gemara, so he paskos la'yitanekam and atrabas ma'chav. If the Rambam had explained the Gemara, like Teisves, so Teisves says that when the Gemara says, Tanekame holds that Dovashim nischavin is poter, he doesn't mean Dovashim nischavin is poter. He means Melocha Shemitzricha Ligufo is Potter. But the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Melocha Shemitzricha is Chayev, so he should Paskin like a Blessed Baruch Tzodek, even if he was not Nischavim Lirbis La'avir Yishu B'chayev. So it is obvious that the Rambam is Chayev and Jesus. So then the question arises. And the Rambam Shita is also the Shita of Moshe Shemim, that by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dorashim Nischavim, if it's not a situation, so then, he is potter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. So Rav Chaim says as follows, that there is a basic distinction between Rav Shimon's din of Dorashim Nischavim and Kolat Rekule and Rav Yudah's din that by Shabbos Dorashim Nischavim Nidaraise is potter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. According to Rav Shimon, that there is a din of Kolat Rekule, Dorashim Nischavim is muter, so there is a halacha of kavone. In other words, every Maisi Yisra is only a Maisi Yisra if it is coupled with Kavoneh. But if a person does a certain Maisi Yisra without Kavoneh, it's not a Maisi Aver. It applies to Shabbos also. So it's a din of Kavoneh, of intention. Masha'in kin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in Kol HaTorah Kule, Dorashim Nischavim Nischayim. Dorashim Nischavim Nischayim in Kol HaTorah Kule. So, that means If a nosia will with his hand straighten out his hair and he'll tear out hair, it'll be chayev. If Edim will be masrim, it'll be chayev. So, but by Shabbos, if a good will be made, if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos, even if he plucks out grass, it'll be potter. Why? Because it's not lechus machsheves. So lechus machsheves does not imply a loch of kavanah. According to Rav Shimon, there is an element of kavone. If kavone is lacking, it's not a maizaver. According to Rav Yehuda in Kol HaTorah Kule, without kavone, is chayev. So by Shabbos, there is no requirement of kavone either. But by Shabbos, there is a loch of melachas machsheves. Like the Mor in Bavukame, at the end of the second period, who is heaven, nachas nebisecheike, leike, bovishocho, in Shabbos is potter, melachas machsheves ateo. If I have a handkerchief in my pocket, other things in my pocket, many things in my pocket, and I don't know that I have it in my pocket. And I walk in Rishus Rabbim the whole day, I have no mice up here. Because the element of Yediyah is lacking. So it's not a question of kavone, of intention. It's a question of Yediyah. So mele, by walking on grass and Shabbos, where there is no obscurity, sometimes you pluck out grass, sometimes you don't pluck out grass. So even if you did pluck out grass, but the element of Yediyah is lacking. Yediyah means you know as a certainty. But if you know it as a possibility, that's not Yediyah. That's not Yediyah. Masha'in came in the case where there is a psikreche. So then you know it as a certainty. So the Rambam Shita is like Doch. The psikreche liach pesle is considered in Mishavim. He doesn't have to agree fully with Doch. Doch says it even on the Rabbon level. For the Rambam, maybe the Rambam will say it only on the Yerushalayim, but for our purpose, it's a question whether it's chayv to chatoyis or one chatos. So with the Reise, on the Reise level, the Rambam certainly agrees with Doch. The Dovashim Nischamim Psikreishet Leich Peslei is not considered Nischamim with the Reise. So merely the element of Kavoneh is lacking. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Kol HaTorah Kule, Dovashim Nischavim is Chayev even without the psikreche. But by Shabbos, if there's no psikreche, then he's maybe his potter because the element of Yediyah is like. Because Yediyah means you have to know it as a certainty, not as a possibility. So that's only Shayach when there is no psikreche. But if there is a psikreche, but it's psikreche or Yechpes Lei, so you don't know it as a certainty, you certainly know it as a certainty. So it's Melechas Machsheves. So that's why the Gemara says Tanikame holds Rakshimen Dorshin is Haven, Smutan, Quadricule. Nay, the Rakshimen Psychreche is only Psychreche Nihale, not Psychreche, Tilayich Pesley. But Rabbezel Rapsodic holds like Rabbude, Dorshin is Haven, Haim Quadricule. But without the Psychreche by Shabbos, he's Potter, because the element of Yiddi is lacking. But here there's a Psychreche, so the element of Yiddi is not lacking. So Mele, we can answer the Magid Mishnah's Kashi and Drama. The Magnus Kashi is Rav says that Kuf Zayin is based in Shabbos, that the reason is why Mapis Mursi is Muter, because Rav passes like Rav Shimon. The answer is Rav in Daphim Aleph in Kiro says, and that Kuf Zayin in Shabbos, Rav the Gemara says, that Rav passes like Rav Yudin in Kolater Kule, the Dovashim is Rav and is Chayv in Kolater Kule. But he passes like Rav Shimon in Melochashin, it's really good for. Shmuel says just the reverse. Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon in Dovashin Mishavim Kolatari Kulede, it's Muter, but he paskens like Rav Yude in Lochin Tzorguf Yishchai. That's the reason as to why the Rambam paskens like Rav Yude, because he paskens like Shmuel. Most Rishenim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Tur, the Rosh, they paskens like Rav Shimon in both halachas. But Rav happens to pasken like Rav Shimon in Melochashin Tzichol Gufor, and in Kolatere Kule in Dovashin Mishavim, he paskens like Rav Yudah in Dovashin Mishavim Mishayv. And Rav Shmuel happens to pasken like Rav Shimon in Dovashin Mishavim Kolatere Kule Yitzmuter, and like Rav Yudah in Melochashin Tzichol Gufor. So, some mele, we can answer the kashi. The Gemara says, "Ali be the Rav, since Rav paskens like Rav Yude in Kolatere Kule Dorshin Mishav Mishayev, but by Shabbos he's maybe he's potter because it's not Nachmach Shabbos. That's only when there's no psikreishah altogether. But where there is a psikreishah, then he's chayev. So why is Mapis Mulse or Tzod Nochosh lehatzil mishachosei muter?" Because Rav paskens like Rav Yudah to Lochin Tzichol Gufor, Mashenk in the Rambam who paskens like Shmuel, then Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon Dovash Mishav Mizmutan Kotekule, and Lochin Tzichol Gufor is Chayev, so he can mention the Tam of Dovash Mishavim, but Gemara mentions it Ali with the Rav, and Rav couldn't mention Tzichreishel Yich Beslei. That's only true Ali with Rav Shimon. With that we can answer this theory between the two tables. This is a rabbah. But with that we can answer the sphere between the two tasves. Because tasves in the Baramas Misasek from Shome says that when the Gemara says Misasek, so the Gemara means, Dovashin Mishavim in Kolatere Kule. Why is it Misasek? Why the Dovashin Mishavim is Psikreshe? So it's like Yor. Psychreshe liyach vesle. Mashein kein teisves di baramasl. Tvei nichol kech leitzel tzivei. Pire shafal gav psychreshe mei rab shimin ochem mishloch tzol gufo. So it's a stire. Well, no stire. Because the braise has to accord with Rav and Shmuel. When Tanekame says, Hatzot chlozen va peisin chayv lachas. So, but not chayv in shimtos nishome, it has to accord with Rav and with Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, who paskens like Rav Yudah, Melochashen Tzichol Gufor is chayev, so the reason couldn't be because of Melochashen Tzichol Gufor, because Melochashen Tzichol Gufor is chayev. So the reason, according to Shmuel, the Tam of the Tanakhama has to be because it's Dovashen Yishavim, Tzichreish Eliyach Beslei. But the Braise Tanakhama has to accord with Rav too, and Rav paskens like Rav Yudah, in Dovashen Yishavim, that in Kolatere Kule is Chayev. And by Shabbos is potter because it's not Berach Mashabbos, but that's only when there is no Psikreshe. But when there is a Psikreshe, then the element of Idea is there. So why does Tanakhama say it's not Chayev until it's Neshome? So according to Rav, the reason must be because Melochashin Tzichol Gufor. So in other words, the taste of the Baramas Masas Neshome explains Ratanekam's din according to Shmuel, and the Teisves Tvei Nichalei Kechel Lissel Tzivei explains that an Ekam is Deen according to Rav. So there is no Kash. Right. We continue. What's that?
Not necessary for the Gemara to explain the Din of the Sons that believe they're Yehuda. Alone.
That we'll discuss, because Rabbi Yehuda himself is involved there. Oh, so there's the next thing. Yeah, that's difficult. That we'll discuss on there. Sorry, I can't. We left off the Gemara, Kol Kamadis bin Shama Tvei Nichalei, Keichad Litzel Tzivei. And I mentioned the Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim is a very basic Reb Chaim, because many were Masik on that Reb Chaim. Now, so we answer the stira between Teisus Dibra Maschu, Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei, and Teisus Dibra Maschu. I mean, there are two, both Dibra Maschu is Keichad, but one Dibra Maschu is Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei, and the other Dibra Maschu is, Teisus Dibra Maschu Misasiko is Tvei Nishome, and the Teisus Dibra Maschu Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei. So in the Teisves, Dibra Maschu Misasiko is Tvei Nishome, Teisves says that Misasik means the general din of Dovoshin Mischavim and Kolatere Kula. So then what is the Pshat in the Gemara Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei? So I do. But then the Teisves Dibra Maschu Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei, he says that the Pshat in Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzel Tzivei is Melochashin Tzichel Gufo. So it's a stira in the Menei Ubei. And we cannot say the first Teisves has reference to the Havamine and the second Teisves has reference to Maskone, because it's not the Havamine Maskone. The first Teisves has reference to Rav Teretz, and the Gemara has the Kasha against Rav Teretz, and then the Gemara gave the Teretz. So whatever the Gemara says at the end, that's the Pshat and Rav. So Mele, it's not that Havamine and the Maskone. If the Dibra Maschu had been Vavai v'Rovid Amrit Havaye, all right. But even then, it's not Shayach, because it's not Hava Mine Maskone. One Ameire held one way, and the other Ameire told him something else. It's like, as I said Friday, it's like when we say Manishtano Alaze Mikol Alelei. So the one who asked Manishtano, let's say especially when the father himself has Manishtano. And so then he knows already the Teretz. He sees Masim Machshavet Chilo. So Mele, here when the Gemara asks the Kashe, Vabai Berobit Amit Havai, and made the Rafshim Tzikreishon Liomis. And then the Gemara says, Shan Hocha, the Kamad, the Bisham Tzvei Nichal Yichalais Latzivei. So it doesn't mean that one Ameire didn't know and then the other Ameire told him the Teretz. It's the same Ameire who said it, but he formulated it in terms of Shaila and Tshuva, like the one who says Manishtano Sheila Atzmei. The Rambam says, suppose he doesn't have children, he doesn't have a wife, so Sheila Atzmei, and then he gives the Teretz. So when he Sheila Atzmei, he already knows the Teretz. So here when the Gemara has the Kashev Abayi Rovdan Tavaye, the Gemara knew is the same Ameira. It's not that one Ameira was sitting on one side of the table and the other Ameira was sitting on the other side of the table. And one Ameira didn't know he is Kashis and the other Ameira knew. Chas v'sholem. And then, here, it's not the Teisves is Dibra Maschu Misaschu Stilz Nishome. That's the memory of Rove. Rove certainly knew when he said Misaschu Stilz Nishome. So he knew the Pshat is Kol Kamadiz Ben Nishoma Tvei Nichal Yichalis Tzivei. That's what the Gemara is saying, Pshat and Rav. So he cannot say the first Teisves explains the Havamine, the second Teisves explains Maskon. Because the Maskon is explanatory of Rav. So we give it with the Reb Chaim, we answer that still. I think it's a very good Pshat, because there is the same way as Reb Chaim mentions Magid Mishnes Kashi, in the same way, because there is machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda and two halachas. One machlekes is a general machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shabbos included. So Reb Yehuda says in Kol HaTorah Kula, Dovashim Mischav Mischayet, and Reb Shimon says in Kol HaTorah Kula, Dovashim Mischav Mizmuta. Then there is a machlekes in Shabbos, Melochashim Tzrich Ligufa. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, everybody agrees there is no such halacha of Melochashin Tzrich Ligufa. But by Shabbos, Rav Shimon says, Melochim Tzchul Gufo Yitzpoter, and Rav Yehuda says that he's Chayiv. Now, so, Gemara in Kiro, Daf Memalev mentions in Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav paskens in respect to the general Machlekes in Kolatere Kule, Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda. The Dovashin Mischavein. But in the Shabbos the Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, where the Melochim Tzchul Gufo is Chayav or Poter, Rav paskens like Rav Shimon and Melochim Tzchul Gufo is Poter. And Shmuel says just the reverse. In the general Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, whether in part or equally, Dovashin Mischavein is Muter, or it's Chayav, so Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon. And in the special machlekes in Shabbos between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, as to whether Lochashen Tzul Gufo by Shabbos is Chayav or Poter, Shmuel paskens like Rav Yehuda. That is the reason as to why the Rambam paskens in the special machlekes, the Shabbos machlekes, he paskens like Rav Yehuda that Lochashen Tzul Gufo is Chayav, and in the general machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, Dorshin Mishchavim is Muter or Oser, so he paskens like Rav Shimon and Dorshin Mishchavim is Muter. Now, in because the Rambam paskens like Shmuel in everything, but most Rishonim pasken like Rav Shimon in both, even though it's neither like Rabbi Rav, neither like Shmuel, but it's two separate machlekes. So in respect to the general machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So most Rishonim paskin like Rav Shimon, because many Stam Gemores are like Rav Shimon, that Dorosh Mishchav Mimutar Kule, Nozachifi from Fastes, and many other Gemores. So, and in the special Machlekes in Shabbos, so they also paskin like Rav Shimon, that Dorosh Mishchav Mimutar is Potter, also because there are many Gemores. One Gemore is this Gemore. So that means that stomach Rav Shimon, and then another Gemara is Kambarei Dei Kambarei De Chavrei. So Tesis explains that Tesis Men Rishonim Be'Arei De Chavrei Tzimloch Hashem Tzachul Gufo, and many other Gemaras. But the Rambam and all Rishonim agree that in respect to the general Machlekes in Kolat Rekule, as to whether Dovashim is Chavrei in Kolatere Kule is Chayev, or Doroshim is Chayev, Kolatere Kule is Muter. So all the Rishonim agree that we paskin like Rav Shimon, Doroshim is Chayev and is Muter. The only Rishon, it's not our opinion, but I just want to mention, the only Rishon who paskins like Rav Yehuda in Kolatere Kule, Doroshim is Chayev and is Oser, is the Shiltes. The Shiltes, Tesis mentions the Shiltes Shite, in Shmini Shosin. But in the Shiltes Yachid, I mean, no one is chayshish among the poskim. No one is chayshish. So then, according to Shultes, we should be machmir in kolat kule. But there's a Shultes shita.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Could one say
Tesis, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Tesis, the Baramasful Talmud Lima of Arzachem Lisasu. Mikem Kadosh. Vodama Begige Shal was Benzei Memal Lisfusi Kalbe. Omulu Barzachem Lisasu. This Gemore has reference to the Yisar of Seals. There is a law not to be Misaris. Not only a human being you're not allowed to sterilize, but even a Chaye Behime, you're not allowed to castrate or sterilize a dog or a cat. I mean, unfortunately, there are some Jews, I mean, usually, shame of the mitzvahs, Jews are shame of the mitzvahs, don't keep a dog in the house. That's the usual thing. But, I don't know whether to say fortunately or unfortunately, there are a number of shame of the mitzvah Jews, I mean, Jews who are real shame of the mitzvahs, who do keep a dog in the house. I mean, I'm not criticizing them. I mean, the Israel is only legato kelevra, but they don't consider the dog that they keep as a kelevra, they consider him as a kelev day. So there is no Isar, it's not. So there are a number of Shemre mitzvahs, Jews, who keep a dog in the house. And when one keeps a dog in the house, so the universal practice in this country is to sterilize it. There's a universal practice. I mean, anyone, most, the overwhelming majority of those who keep a dog in the house, so they sterilize the dog. Yeah, I mean, this is what the experts advise them. I mean, this is... So, some that involves love the rice. If you are misaris the dog, you sterilize the dog, you love the rice.
I heard that most of the cattle, most of the cattle are also misaris.
Yeah, good. The slaughterhouse.
That's what somebody told me.
Yeah, all right. I mean, it's not us about Achille. It's not us about Achille. It doesn't affect. It doesn't affect us. Yeah, come. It doesn't affect us. But all right, there's the situation. But anyway, it's a serious thing. It's a lot of rice. There is malchus. If your misari is a cat or a dog, you are a male cat or a dog. A female, so is also the rice. But there is no malchus. But the Goyen says that there is a nisa of rice anyway. But a male, so there is a few malchus. But unfortunately, many Jews are nichsum. They don't even know that there is a child. Because usually, if the one who keeps a dog, even if the Shema Mitzvah is not a big lump, I mean, there might be exceptions, but usually he's not very knowledgeable, so he doesn't even know. Once I told this certain man, he's a nice person, he's a real Shema Mitzvah, but his mother, this, that, I mean, he's a doctor, he keeps a dog. And then, Agavurche, he was asking me another child. So Agavurche, he told me that he had two dogs, so then he had them both sterilized. It didn't even occur to his mind that there is a child. It's a love device. So that's the love. Where is the in Parsha Meir? It says Va'atzichem Lisasu in the Parsha Negei Korbanos. So then Va'atzichem Lisasu, that's a love against being misaris. Any man, not just a human being, even an animal. So he says, "Kim forim shuz rav choy zachiv ha'gufim mali be'arim achutar alai be'arim zechola shabarasos v'och mekem dosh u'mashim meforish b'shultes dihod de'osa lishte same de'akarte hanikar k'rab yude di omar dovash nischab mizosa osa." In other words, the shulti says that it's osa. The Gemara says here that you cannot drink a keisha likrin. Keisha likrin is a certain kind of a drug that has the side effect of sterilizing the person. So it's osa. It's osa even though there is no malchus, because a malchus you're only chayev if you are misaris v'yadayim, let's say you perform an operation. But if you take a pill whereby you become sterilized, so there is no malchus, but an isa there is. What is that? There is no het of glachayad here. But that's kiyagigome. So then the Shulte says that this Gemara accords with Rabbi Yudeh. The Oba Doroshim Shamosa, the Afal Gav, the Kaimelon, Shabshim and the Shore, Hainidafke Bishabes, Mishum Dibinam Lachas Machsheves, Avo Bechora Terekule, Sviron Rabbi Yudeh. So the Shulte is the one wish, but it's a Shittes Yochit, no one is Rishish for that Shitte. Veinire Liri. So we see so many gemores that stame imply that Allah is like Rav Shimon. So why does the gemore say it's also lishte is keisha likrin? After all, he is not. Not glachayat, glachayat is not going to do it. Bisidovo Shane Mishra, I mean, we passed on like, I mean, he passed on like a Shimon, so Dovashim Mishraven. So he says, Vroche Asya Phil Rapshimen, the Psychreishi, the Vadri Staris, Bishias Kesik. So what kind of a rye is it? What kind of a rye is it? Here's the Psychreishi. Now, so what's the Shultis rye? What's the Shultis rye? The Shultis Raya, obviously, we have to say, I just mentioned it, that the Shultis agrees with Or. The Psychreishal Lich Beslei is not considered Mishraven. And here, it's Psychreishal Lich Beslei, it's seemingly Michalei, because an average person who wants to be sterilized, so Mimele, he takes the Keishal Lichrim for other reasons, because it's a cure against jaundice, but it has a side effect that it sterilizes the person. But he's not happy with it. So it's certainly, it's not Nichalei, it's Leich Beslei, and even more, even Nichalei, but as we mentioned Friday, in Kotter Kula, there is no distinction between Psychreisha Leich Beslei and Psychreisha Nichalei, only Gabi Shabbos, so there is a difference. So anyway, so that's probably the reason as to why, so the Shiltes apparently agrees with the Shiltes all, so that's why he deduces from this that halacha is kirab yude, halacha is kirab yude, and only by Shabbos, but there are so many gemaras by Shabbos that Dovash Mishavim is muta, so only by Shabbos, because by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yude, it's muta midraisa, because it's not meleches, machsheves, but it's only osea midrabonon, so since only shayla midrabonon, so we pasken the Dovash Mishavim is muta. But where does the Shalom Yidarai say, then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovash Mishavim is also on Chayim. But that's the Shittes Yochit. I don't know of any other Rishon who agrees with the Shite of the Shultes. And I don't know any one of the Poskim who should pass on that one should be Machmir. According to Shultes, you have to be Machmir, let's see. In Kavater Kule, Klai, Mech, Ksus, Mech, Gdarakon, I don't know of a single Pesik who should be Machmir because of the Shultes. So that's Shittes Yochit. Masha'in Kei, in regard to the question of Malacha Shemitzlich or Ligufo, so true most Rishenim pass like Rav Shimon, but there are a number of Rishenim who agree with the Rambam that we pass like Rav Yudah in Malacha or Shemitzlich. Anyway, there is a Machlekes one machleket between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon is in Kotel Kule. So Rav Shimon says in Kotel Kule, Dovashim Mishavi is muta, and Rav Yudah says Mishayim Dovashim Mishavi Kotel Kule, and then there is a special machleket in Shabbat between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says by Shabbat Dovashim Mishavi is Kotel, and Rav Yudah says Mishayim. So Rav paskins like Rav Shimon Dovashim Mishavi Kotel, and like Rav Yudah in Kotel Kule in Dovashim Mishavi. Shmuel paskins just the other way, that in like Rav Shimon Kotel Kule and like Rav Yudah in Dovo Shein in Mlocha Shein Tzricho Ligufo the Yisrael, and the Rambam paskins completely like Shmuel, whereas Teisves paskins like Rav in the Gart Mlocha Shein Tzricho Ligufo like Rav Shimon and in the Gart Mlocha Shein to Dovo Shein Yisrael Kotel Kule he paskins like Shimon, like Rav Shimon, that is Mudah. All right, so I say, one second, please.
This is passing like Rav Shimon all the time.
Yeah, like Rav Shimon. So I said, this is how we can reconcile the two tesis. Tesis, the Baal Masl, Misasek, Kutzl, Nishomo, he explains called Misasek on the basis of the Roshim Mishavim. But it's a psikreshe, the answer is like the Oruch, at least on the Reise level, not necessarily on the Rabbonah level. So it's like the Ring Suvis who agrees with Dor on the Reisha level, the Dorosh Mishave, that Psychreisha Lichbes Leim, the Reisha is Muta. Reisha is Muta. And then, so that is the Tesvis in Divra Maslow Mishasikus Tenshom. But Tesvis in Divra Maslow, he explains the Gemore, Kol kamo did in shomet in Michalei kechavei tzul tzivei and the base of lochen tzul gofer. So he says, tira. So I said, no, because this Tanei Kamei says, hatzot chalozen vapeitz in chayev lachas. Mishum, which achas? His chayev achas, only mishum tzedek. But mishum tzulis nishomenat. Why mishum tzulis nishomenat? So nishomenat. Because even though it's a psikreche, kol kamo diz bin nishom etzvei, nichalei keichar leitzal tzidei. So he explains it on the basis of Dovash and Mishraven, and because psikreche alich beslei. So that's ali bedishmua, because tane kamis memre, that has sort halozen vapeitzi, zonu chai mishom tzidei, not mishom tzidei, nishom etzvei, has to accord with Shmuel and Rav. So as far as Shmuel is concerned, we have to explain it on the Kamei on the basis of Dorosh and Mishravin. We cannot explain it on the basis of Lorosh and Tzichul Gufor, because Shmuel Paskins like Rav Yudim Lorosh and Tzichul Gufor. So how does the Tanei Kamei, and the Tanei Kamei's din is Ali B'di Hilchase, so how can Tanei Kamei say he's only Chayev Mishum Tzeide, he's not Chayev Mishum Mitzvos Yishomim, because Lorosh and Tzichul Gufor? No, Shmuel says that Aloch is like Rabbi Yehudim Aloch and Tzul Gufa Yisrael, and this Tanei Kamei has to accord with the view of Shmuel also. So that's why Tesis and the Barmas and Sazer and Shomo explains it on the basis of Dorosh Mishraven, because it's a creation of Yerbesle. But then the other Tesis says that Tanei Kamei has to be is explained on the basis of Aloch and Tzul Gufa in order to explain the Tanei Kamei I'll leave it to Rav, because Rav paskens like Rav Shimon Lorosh and Tzichul Gufor. Yeah. And so how can the Tanei Kamei say that he's potter mishum tzulis neshome? So we have to explain it on the basis of the Lorosh and Tzichul Gufor. That's what we said fine. Now, let's see the tasteless. Hatzot chalozim. Mimam di meikelei bishepotzi chai. Osi shaka. Hodinokat hatzot chalozim. Viderech lipeitzi miyat. Achatzi. Calls man shall chayv. So the mandoma who applies the price of tzot chalozim v'apei shall chayv alachas mishum tzeide, but not mishum tzeide. The call mandoma who applies it to the potzi chayv. So in Meile the question is, the question is, he should be chayv mishum tzeide if he crushed a living chalozim, thereby killing it. So he should be chayv mishum tzeide. So the answer is, hold on, look at that, one second. Hatzot halozim, the derech repeats in yad, achat seide, kol zman shochai, vi komashmo, the afal pishe potse chai, lo im chaye mishum tils nishom, vafil lo imman di meikalei, pishe potse nes, komashmo, so bishlei mei, if the price is reference to the case of potse chai, then we understand why he mentioned it, Hatzot Halozim, Vapeitze. So we know why he said Hatzot Halozim Vapeitze. The Derech Vapeitze Yad Hatzede calls Man Shochai, the Komashmo and the Afal Pishe Posechai, Loim Chai Mishim Tozeshon. Vafil Man the Maker, Lokishe Posechnez. So Komashmo on. So why does he, if it's Kitrotzim Es, so the only question is whether there is a Chiyuv of Dishe or not a Chiyuv of Dishe. So why does he mention it in connection with Tzot Chalozim? Hapitzeya Chalozim Es. He wants to tell us Machleket between Tanei Kamei.
A dead Chalozim.
He wants to mention the Machleket between Tanei Kamei and Rav Yude as to whether there is Dishe by Chalozim or not. So let him say, let Bryce say, Hapitzeya Chaloz Mes. So, Ein Chayev Mishum Dishe. Rabbi Yudei Mechayev Mishum Dishe. Why do they have to mention it in connection with Tzot? Yeah, but I feel man to make it was a mess. Komashmo Mechayev.